As promised, we're joined right now by a Super Bowl champion and a Super Bowl MVP, a two-time NFL MVP, a Walter Payton Man of the Year, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2017, an NFL Network analyst. The third season of Film Session is now available today on NFL Game Pass. It features Kurt Warner and Brian Baldinger breaking down game film. The first five episodes of Film Session will air on NFL Network Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, beginning on June 6th. We are joined by Kurt Warner. Kurt, it's great to have you back on. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Romy?
Good, good, Kurt. In fact, let me ask you this. I know you've been deeply affected by what's happening in the country right now. So then how are you feeling, and then what kind of thoughts have you had specifically over the past few days?
I'm feeling like everyone else. You know, anger and disgusted by some of the stuff we're seeing in our country, confused on how we're still here after all of these years in 2020. And then I think that the biggest question is where do we go from here? What can we do, whether it be me being a white American, what can I do? A guy with a platform, what's the best way to be able to use my platform to incite some changes? And I think those are the biggest questions, and I'm trying to listen and learn and understand better, because, you know, that's the bottom line, is I know I'm never going to fully understand, what Black Americans are going through, and you know what my brothers and sisters are dealing with, and we're seeing some of the stuff, but we can't fully understand and grasp that. So the bottom line is, I'm trying to listen, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to be able to use my position to make a difference.
Kurt Warner is joining us. You know, Kurt, to that point, you said that you wished you had had more conversations with your teammates about injustice when you were playing, but those conversations really did not take place at that time. Do you get the sense that maybe those conversations are taking place now more between players in ways that maybe they didn't back in the day?
Yeah, I do, and I hope they are. I think, unfortunately, when I was playing, I didn't see it as much as we see it now, for whatever reason that is, because things are being captured and being shown or whatever that is. Never really had that conversation with any of my teammates. But now that I believe that it's out there and you're hearing more, coaches saying, I'm getting my guys together and we're having open forums and we're having dialogue and, we're learning these things, is that, when I was playing, I was always about, building relationships with my teammates, regardless of, their background or color or anything else, that may have been different about us. But it just wasn't a conversation, in regards to the daily struggle, that things that I didn't understand, we didn't have those daily conversations, and I wish I could have gotten a better understanding. I wish I could have, stepped in and started to do something or tried to do something, much earlier in the game than where we're at now or where I'm at right now. But unfortunately, it didn't happen. And now I think we're having those conversations. And now we've got to do our best moving forward to figure out how we can make changes and do things differently.
NFL Network analyst Kurt Warner is also a Hall of Famer. All right, Kurt, I appreciate your thoughts on that. Shifting to football, you and Brian are now in your third season of Film Session. From the outside, it's evident how much passion and enthusiasm you have for film study. When did you first get hooked on film study?
I mean, that's always been my favorite part of the game, is the X's and O's and the cat and mouse game and what one side is doing and how you counter that on the other side. And so that's always been my greatest passion. Even playing the game, I love to compete, but I love to think the game. And I always felt like that was one of my greatest strengths, was, being able to see and react and think faster and better than my opponent. And so it's always been something that I've been passionate about, and, do a little of that on our Sunday show, being able to, call me the XO guy. So I love breaking that down, but I've never had the opportunity to do it to the depth that I've always wanted to do it. And so I'm always looking for opportunities and platforms to do that. And so the Film Session is incredible, because, it's one thing to watch film of an individual and kind of come up with a perspective of, okay, what they're seeing or what they're doing or what they're thinking on a play. But it's another thing to get in a room with those guys and to be able to talk through those things and ask them. You know, sometimes you're talking to another quarterback, so it's easy to kind of speak that language. Other times you're talking to a defensive guy and, you know, the guy that you've always tried to counter your entire career, and now you're hearing their perspective and what they're looking at and why they're playing the game the way that they played the game. And so it's just fascinating. And you know, then on top of that, I think you get the opportunity to meet some of the young superstars or some of the superstars in our game and get to know them personally and get to know what they put into their craft. I think it's another element of it that I just really, really enjoyed. And so you put all those things together and you put that passion together, and I think we've come up with a really great product that not a lot of people are doing. And so for the true football fan that wants to get to know these guys and get inside the game a little bit, these film sessions are incredible.
Kurt Warner joining us. All right, to that point, you've got Deshaun Watson as the featured player guest for the first episode of Film Session. So when you look at him on tape and you break him down in terms of X's and O's, what do you see when you watch him play?
Yeah, I love Deshaun, and we've had a relationship for a while and kind of gone back and forth and talked a lot. But once again, you know, you hear stories, even when he was a rookie, and I went down and covered training camp and was talking to Bill O'Brien and just kind of asking him about Deshaun and what he sees. And he told me, you know, the amazing thing is that he's always seeing things that, you know, that you're not sure he's seeing until after a play. And he comes back and says, well, this is why I did this and I did that. And so I'd always heard those things about Deshaun. And then you watch film and you look at it and you go, okay, did he really see this, or did he fall into that? You know, was he able to see all of this stuff going on? And so that was the impressive part for a young guy that's still growing into the position. You know, his ability to see the field and visualize and understand what he was seeing and being able to build off of, you know, something that happened early in a game and then a same play call later in the game, and he's able to recollect what happened on the first play and how that plays into the way he plays the second play. You know, just fascinating to watch, and it's things that you get excited about because he's such a great young man, first and foremost, and he's so talented. But when you start to understand his level of knowledge for the game, you understand the sky's the limit when you put all of those things together. And so I'm excited to see how he continues to grow, but really had a great time getting to sit with him in that setting, because even though we had that relationship, we never really got a chance to sit down and go over film together, and, you know, he was incredible.
NFL Network analyst Kurt Warner is joining us. And then Kurt, on the other side of the ball, in the second episode of Film Session, you focus on Stephon Gilmore. What is it that makes him so special and so unique as a cornerback?
I think, you know, when you talk about great players, there's always things that infiltrate who they are. Of course, they're talented at what they do and they've got a skill set. But there's an attention to detail. And yeah, that was the thing, I think, you know, Stephon, you know, talked to him a number of times, and he's a little more soft-spoken. But his craft is really important to him and his intelligence. And I think that's why he's really excelled and you know, been the player he's been in New England, is because you get him around Bill Belichick and you use that talent and that desire to know more and to use the mental side of the game coupled with the physical side of the game. And I believe he's learned and taken on so much of that knowledge from Bill Belichick and what they're trying to do. And again, that's the fun part, is to hear that stuff, because it's easy to see a guy and go, man, that guy's really good at playing corner. He's a lockdown corner. But then when you talk to him about technique and what he's thinking and why he does certain things that he does, the understanding of where other guys are on the football field and how that helps him as a cornerback, again, it's fascinating stuff to me when I've never played those positions. I know what goes into playing quarterback, but I don't know some of the nuances that go into some of those other positions. And to hear a guy like that that's playing at the top of his game, but listen to him talk about the nuances and how he thinks the game, to me, is always the most impressive part, because I think all the great ones, as talented as they are, they understand how to think the game, and their mind is where they separate themselves from everybody else.
We're talking to Kurt Warner. All right, Kurt, so there have been comparisons of late made between you and Joe Burrow. I'm curious, what's your reaction when you hear those comparisons?
I mean, I think you're always honored to be compared to any player, especially a guy that's been, you know, successful like Joe was, especially last year. And I understand where they're coming from. You know, I think when you watch Joe play last year, you know, they were a team that love to get five guys out. They love to put pressure on the defense. You know, the quarterback was asked to make quick decisions, get the ball out of his hands, be accurate with the football. And those were all things that were my greatest strengths when I played the game. And so I completely understand where the comparisons come from. You know, I don't really know Joe that well, but I go way back with his family because his dad actually was a defensive back coach for us when I played arena football. So I've known the family for a long time. And so I'm just pulling for Joe and hope that he can take what he did last year in college and bottle that up and be able to use that same skill set and the same things that he did really well now in the NFL and has a chance to blossom into to a really good quarterback.
Kurt, before I let you go, you recently tweeted out a shirtless picture of you flexing. As you and I have talked in the past, you're still getting after it. You're still staying in shape. Not everybody does that in retirement. What motivates you to stay on that grind?
You know, I mean, I think, first of all, it becomes a part of your life, and you get used to working out. But I think the biggest thing is I just want to be able to do and be active as long as possible, whether that be chasing my kids or now chasing my grandkids, being able to be active with them. You know, I want to be able to coach or teach or whatever that is moving forward. And I feel like I've got a lot to accomplish. And I think that's the biggest thing is that, you know, when I finished playing football, I didn't feel like that was the best chapter of my life. As great as it was, I feel like I got 40 years left to be able to make impact again. And I think the best way to do that is to stay in shape and to stay healthy and put yourself in a position where you feel like you can do anything you want to do. And that's what I try to do.
Great message. One last thought then. What's your approach? Are you hitting the weights? Are you still playing basketball? Are you still doing cardio? Is this some combination of all of the above? How are you doing it?
All of the above. And so I'm still lifting. And, you know, I do cardio, I do something every day. I'm shooting baskets, as you said. I'm not really able to play my basketball games during the pandemic, but I'm still out there, you know, shooting and creating some kind of cardio workout around shooting the basketball. So every day is something a little bit different. You know, I've even been out running sprints and, you know, I've posted that a couple times, done, you know, some 300-yard shuttles, which were things we did as conditioning tests back when I played in the league. And so right now it's just about being creative so I don't get bored, but just making sure I do something every day to stay active and to stay fit, and it kind of runs the gamut.
He is an NFL Network analyst, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. As a reminder, the third season of Film Session is available today on NFL Game Pass, and it features Kurt Warner and Brian Baldinger breaking down game film. Once again, the first five episodes of Film Session will air on NFL Network Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, beginning June 6th. Great product. Kurt, great to have you on the show, as always, and I appreciate the relationship over the years. Kurt, thanks so much.
You bet, buddy. Take care. Stay safe.
Kurt Warner, stay safe, Kurt.